eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 2nd. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. I'm so jacked up. Awesome slate of Thursday night football tonight. And we're going to be talking with Patrick Murphy here in a second about the biggest game of the night, in my opinion, Ohio State at Minnesota, breaking in a new starting quarterback in CJ Stroud and a ton of true freshmen who are going to make an impact this fall. That 2021 Ohio State recruiting class was absurd. Number two in the nation. It would have been number one, but the Alabama 2021 recruiting class was literally the best of all time as far as 24/7 sports composite points go. Going to be playmakers all over the field to watch. That doesn't even include Quinn Ewers, who Patrick tells us is fourth string, at least at the time of recording. The travel roster had not come out yet, so we'll see. But that's certainly an interesting dynamic to watch, and we'll be talking to him about Quinn and the rest of the freshmen in Ohio State's class. I'm going to quickly just run through tonight's games so you can know like what's going on. I think these times are Central. I like Central time. That's where I live. Temple at Rutgers, 5:30 p.m. Rutgers is a 14-point favorite. Sellout crowd for Greg Schiano. 6 o'clock Central. Boise State at UCF. Gus Malzahn makes his debut against Andy Avalos, and that's an interesting matchup between those two coaches, because don't forget that big Auburn win 2 years ago, the Smoke and Mirrors Auburn win against Oregon. Avalos was the defensive coordinator there against Gus Malzahn and his Auburn Tigers. Central Florida is a 5-point favorite. 6:30 p.m. East Carolina versus Appalachian State. App State's a 10-point favorite. South Florida at NC State. NC State's an 18.5-point favorite. South Florida is still undergoing that really big rebuild under Jeff Scott. And NC State has some pretty high expectations this year with the return of quarterback Devin Leary. Ohio State at Minnesota. We're going to preview very in-depth here in a minute. Ohio State is a 14-point favorite. Got them covering. Not that you care. And then Bowling Green at Tennessee. New Tennessee Vols head coach Josh Heupel. New quarterback Joe Milton. Bowling Green is just really dreadful. They're a horrible football team. Tennessee is a 35-point favorite. So whatever you think about Tennessee and how bad they have been the last few years, and the fact that they lost in their opener a few years ago to a G5 team, Bowling Green is not good. So I don't know. That's probably a good point spread. Anyway, excited for tonight's football. Just beyond words almost. And here's Patrick Murphy. Okay, Patrick Murphy joins us right now, previewing tonight's big game with an angle I think vibes well with the 24/7 sports ethos. I want to know the freshmen that are going to impress us tonight. Patrick, I want to know, like, I think we all remember the J.K. Dobbins breakout game against Indiana. There are so many good players on Ohio State's roster, so many good, talented upperclassmen players, you know, who are going to ball out tonight. But there's also going to be a few guys, I think, who are going to pop. Travion Henderson, maybe one of the receivers, one of the defensive ends. Maybe Quinn Ewers gets in the game. Give me the lay of the land. Actually, no, before we do that, tell me why I don't have a depth chart to look at.
Yeah, there's a good question. And I wish I had a depth chart to look at, because that would make everything a lot easier. That's been a big Ryan Day thing. Well, it's been a Ryan Day thing since he got here at Ohio State. You know, Urban Meyer used to do a depth chart weekly, and now Ohio State just puts out a status report with guys that are either unavailable or questionable the day before the game. So yeah, it's made it a bit more guesswork on our part, but you know, I think he just thinks, you know, we don't have to do it, so why do it? Obviously, in the NFL, they put out depth charts. Ryan Day was a part of that, but maybe it was just something he didn't like. I don't know. I've never gotten a good answer about why they don't do it.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit more difficult to do this. I know right now as we're recording, you're working on your projection, so I'm sure that'll be good. Which freshman from that excellent 2020 recruiting class do you think plays the most tonight, gets the most chances to impress, or maybe you might have a few to give me?
Yeah, well, you touched on a couple in your opening statement there. And you mentioned J.K. Dobbins. Travion Henderson is a guy who I think is going to have a big role on this team at some point in the year. You know, I know they really like Master Teague, who's a fourth-year junior, and they really like Mayan Williams, who's entering his second year. But I've talked to a few people that have brought up Travion Henderson and just what he's looked like in fall camp. You know, a guy who enrolled early, you know, did some good things in spring, but was still kind of settling in. Didn't do much in the spring game as it was very much a quarterback exhibition. But this fall camp, he's really popped. And, you know, I definitely expect him to play tonight. And I think as the season goes on, you're going to see more and more of him. I had one person tell me who had access to some practices that he looked better than J.K. Dobbins at this point in J.K. Dobbins' career. So J.K. Dobbins benefited from, you know, starting right away because of the way the roster and injuries and stuff were. And I don't think that'll happen for Travion Henderson out of the gates, but he's definitely going to see the field. Ryan Day, you know, admitted as much the other day. So we're going to see Travion Henderson in this game against Minnesota. And I think that'll just increase throughout the year.
Real quick on Travion, Pat, like he was the highest ranked running back in our ranking since Najee. Do you think, and maybe this is rude to Master Teague and Mayan Williams, but like with Justin Fields moving on and CJ Stroud, good athlete, not going to be the runner though that Justin was, maybe he proves me wrong. I would argue that now is the time to put in the more explosive of the run. Like that's why Travion's going to, I would hope, be the workhorse by the end of the season, because he's just more explosive. I mean, again, no offense to Master Teague, but like I've seen that. We saw what happened when J.K. Dobbins went out in the 2019 Fiesta Bowl. Master Teague just like didn't give them any pop.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think Buckeye Nation is on that exact same page. I do think that, especially in this early game, you know, going on the road against a Big Ten opponent, I think they want guys in there early on that they trust, especially with a freshman quarterback, redshirt freshman quarterback, technically. So I think that is why you'll see, especially Master Teague, you know, and he does give some things. You know, you saw that against Alabama to some degree. And this was a guy who came off an Achilles injury two springs ago. So, you know, I don't know if he was ever really full go last year, but you're right. He's not the most explosive athlete. He's more of a between the tackles, one cut kind of guy. Mayan Williams gives you a little bit of that too, that, you know, his nickname coming out of high school was Meatball, which is a nickname he doesn't like, but, you know, it's fitting for his stature. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about how good Travion Henderson is, what he can do. You mentioned it. He was the number one running back in the country coming out of high school last year, and there was a reason for that. Now he's got to hold on to the ball. He's got to be able to pass protect. You know, they're really big on all that stuff. And I think that's the stuff that he's got to prove he can do to get more and more time. But I think you're right. I think by the end of the season, it could very well be, you know, his show with the other guys kind of complimenting him.
You were headed over to the defensive side of the football. Were you going to name one of the two top five recruits who just happened to be defensive ends?
I was going to name both of them, actually. JT Tuimoloau and Jack Sawyer, I know, are part of the plans for this defensive end rotation. You've got Zach Harrison, Tyreek Smith, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. You know, they just more or less ruled Tyler Friday, who suffered an ACL injury right before fall camp, out for the year. So, you know, these two freshmen have a big opportunity, and both have looked good. You know, Jack Sawyer enrolled in early. So he was here in spring, he had three sacks in the spring game playing touch football, but still impressive. And JT Tuimoloau, obviously when he committed to Ohio State on the 4th of July, he got here as soon as he could. From what we saw of fall camp, just looks natural. I mean, real natural, moving for his size. It's just impressive. And the little bit we did get to see of these guys actually, you know, rushing the passer as much as you do against a, you know, quarterbacks that you don't want to get hit, they both look like they've got it. And Larry Johnson, the defensive line coach at Ohio State, has already praised them. You know, he's not one to talk
too much about young players. He wants to kind of see it first, but you can tell that he thinks as highly of these guys as he did a Chase Young, a Nick Bosa, even a Joey Bosa, those type of guys. You know, that's high praise to put on them at an early point, but you know, that's the type of expectation that these 4 or 5-star guys have at Ohio State, and they're certainly going to have their opportunities to get on the field, at least in certain packages. And like with Travion Henderson, I think, you know, their role is only going to increase as they get more comfortable and in the system and everything like that.
Fascinated by the wide receiver position. We know Chris Olave, we know Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, I don't know what they're calling him now. He's going to take a jump. Julian Fleming's, I've been reading your camp reports, looks healthy. Is there any room for a Marvin Harrison Jr. or an Emeka Egbuka? There's only so many balls to go around.
Yeah, Ryan Day actually was asked yesterday at his press conference about those two. And he said they're going to be part of that 6-man rotation. And Ohio State didn't do that as much last year, just because I think of the limited experience. You know, in the past, Brian Hartline has routinely gone 5-6 deep, just keeping guys fresh. You know, I think back to Terry McLaurin, Paris Campbell, Johnny Dixon, all those guys that were here under Urban Meyer that kind of rotated in and out, and all had very productive seasons. So Marvin Harrison and Emeka Egbuka were both mentioned in that group. You know, Marvin Harrison obviously coming with the pedigree of being a Hall of Famer's son. And I asked some of the receivers we talked to during fall camp about that. And they said, yeah, you can see that work ethic that, you know, that makes a guy that good. You know, he was a guy who was getting guys out to go catch balls either late at night or early in the morning, you know, and that's a true freshman walking in on campus for the first time. And same with Emeka Egbuka, you know, the number one receiver in the class once again at Ohio State, probably going to play in the slot. I imagine he rotates with Jackson Smith and Jigba. And, you know, he looked really impressive in the spring game, made some nice catches at some of the fall camp plays that practices that we were at. So yeah, I mean, the rotation is deep, but they've done a good job of getting these guys on the field before, and these guys have earned it. They're not just putting them out there. As you mentioned some of those other guys' names, there's plenty of talent here. These guys are, you know, they feel they're ready to go.
What does the score have to be for third string quarterback Quinn Ewers to get into the game?
Well, I don't even know if he's third string at this point. You know, just got into practice in the middle of fall camp. It'll be interesting to see when they give us the travel roster, whether or not he makes the trip. He did miss about a week or so. Just Ryan Day said he was physically unavailable, whatever that means.
I know what that means.
Yes. You know, that sets him back a little bit. You know, obviously behind CJ Stroud, you have Kyle McCord and Jack Miller in some order. You know, Ryan Day still wasn't willing to name a backup quarterback as of Monday. So I would not be surprised if we see Quinn Ewers at some point during the season. You know, there's some games coming up here, some of the non-conference games that Ohio State should run away with. And, you know, unless there's a plan already in place with him to just redshirt him this year and have him be arguably the best scout team quarterback in the country, to me, it makes sense to get him in the game. But you have Kyle McCord, another true freshman, Jack Miller, redshirt freshman, both of which, you know, are going to want to see playing time if you want to keep them in the program, which is going to be tough given the number of guys there. But yeah, I think you probably see Quinn Ewers at some point, whether it's this game or not. I'm not sure.
Let's pull on that thread a little bit, then I'll let you go. I can't imagine now when the Quinn Ewers reclassification stuff happened, I was like, oh, great. You know, a fun battle with CJ Stroud. I was totally overrating how difficult it is to come in early and learn a new offense and get acclimated to your teammates. And now you tell me you wouldn't be surprised if he plays, which almost comes from a place of, it looks like he might not play this season, which I thought was just absolutely not in the cards. The Ohio State staff, this is just not, I mean, this can't be what they wanted, right? Like, I know it's not, but this could be a very messy situation. I've talked about that plenty with Blake Brockermeyer and with Chris Hummer. You've got 4 good quarterbacks on your roster. You're going to lose someone in the portal. CJ Stroud's probably going to do a really nice job for the next few years, but it's just like, to have Quinn Ewers on your roster as a scout team quarterback just feels upside down.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I, at the time that this all started to come out, before it actually happened, you know, my thought was, this can't be good for their future plans. You know, you had 3 quarterbacks here. They were already battling for the job. You knew that Quinn was going to come in January. And, you know, regardless of what happens this year, unless CJ Stroud or whoever ended up being named the quarterback went out and won the Heisman, you know, you bring in a kid that talented in Quinn. And I think there was the thought, okay, well, he can come in then and start to learn and, you know, maybe battle for the job for 2022. And if not, you know, the next year he'll be ready to go. And obviously this got a little bit more complicated, but I have to imagine that there was a conversation of, look, we don't mind if you want to come here. We understand this NIL stuff, all of that. But here's our situation. Here's where we see you fit in. Here's our plan for you to develop you. And that's always been the big thing with Ryan Day and these quarterbacks is it's not about starting right away. We don't want guys that are committing just to do that. They want guys that want to come to the program, want to be a part of this and want to develop and, you know, eventually move on and to the NFL and whatnot. So I have to imagine those conversations were had with Quinn. Obviously, you're not turning down the number one quarterback recruit in the country that wants to come to your school. But, you know, at the first few days he was out at practice, he was just doing stuff that he wasn't doing any of the team stuff because they didn't want, you know, him throwing a pass to the wrong place and getting somebody hurt or, you know, ruining his confidence. He was doing more individual stuff and it was about slowly working him in. And I think that's going to be the process this year is slowly working him in, building him into the program. This is a guy who should be playing his senior year of high school. And you just don't see it a ton with college football players. And I know it's happening more and more. So it's kind of a learning process for Ryan Day and the staff of how to handle this whole situation.
Give me a yes or no. Ohio State covers 13.5.
Yes. I think I had them winning by 16 or 17, I think was my score prediction. So yeah, I'm going to say they cover the spread there.
I think so too. Patrick Murphy, thank you. We appreciate Patrick Murphy joining us. He's in Minnesota for the game right now, so I'm sure he's having a good time. Forgot to mention that Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M renegotiated that contract. An extension, a salary bump, $9 million, probably hoping for an SEC West title and a playoff berth here in the next few years. Tomorrow's podcast, we're going to be talking to Greg Biggins, breaking down all of the California quarterbacks, the SoCal quarterbacks in Saturday's featured action. That includes CJ Stroud, who was on the field. He's going to be on the field Thursday night. So tomorrow's podcast will not be recapping any of Thursday night football. It's okay, but we're going to have a really good look ahead to Saturday. So anyway, for our producer, Lance Glenn, and for Patrick Murphy at Bucknuts 24/7, I'm Trey Scott. Talk to you Friday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.